You know, heightened volatility has a lot of investors worrying if the market right now is headed for trouble. Well, the market, maybe, maybe not. But some stocks, they're definitely headed for trouble. And we're going to look at one of them now. This is the Danger Zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone on Money Life. It's where we talk with the experts from New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. They do that by digging in at the footnotes level and working their way back up. Because when you look at the top down, well, you see certain things, but you got to ask other questions.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
It's definitely possible that stocks, mutual funds, ETFs, and more are not as attractive when you dig down deep as they are when you just kind of look at them at the surface level. And so at New Constructs, that's what they do. They start at the bottom and work their way back up. If they find that something is misleading and it's not as attractive, that's going to be a dangerous stock. And by the way, conversely, it can go the other way. That could put something on their most attractive list. If you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com. They blog about their Danger Zone picks, so there's always more information on the things we discuss here. So if you like what you hear and you want to get more details, check it out. David Trainer is the president and founder of New Constructs. David, great to have you back on Money Life.
It is great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the Danger Zone this week?
Squarespace.
Danger, danger.
Squarespace. It is ticker symbol SQSP. What's the problem here?
Well, it's another overpriced direct listing / IPO. Current valuation, or $10 billion valuation, is implying that this company's profits will be twice as big as Etsy, five times as big as Shopify.
And we should point out, this is an IPO that's going out this week. It's via direct listing on May the 19th. So
that's right.
Out of the box, not worth owning. How do we get a disconnect when a company's never traded publicly before? I mean, what has to happen that we're out of whack from the very first minute?
This is what's been happening for a long time in the private equity space, Chuck, where people have sort of been looking to, you know, I think move upstream, and a lot of money has flowed into private equity, which meant these folks have had to deploy more capital than they really were ready to deploy. And that's part of why you've seen some of these bad IPOs, because these private equity guys, they got to get it off their books. You know, WeWork is a classic example. SoftBank had bid this thing up so much between them and their buddies in the private market that when they needed to IPO, they really couldn't accept much less than, you know, 5, 10, 15. You know, they tried for 40 and 70 billion. That didn't work. But just because it's overvalued and valued a bunch by private equity guys doesn't mean it's not just overvalued as well for the public guys. And I think a lot of times these private equity guys, from the beginning, their plan is bid this thing up, create a lot of hype, and then we dump it on public investors.
Well, you know, IPO in my world stands for it's probably overpriced. And that's, of course, what you're finding here. Do you have reason, if it's coming out overpriced, is there any reason to believe that there's going to be the IPO pop that everybody hopes for?
How do you want to define pop? I mean, a couple of IPOs that we've been negative on here recently, like Honest and Coinbase, they popped up in the first couple of days, and now they're down 30-40%. So, look, day-to-day trading, who can predict it? I mean, look what just last week, the craziness we saw in the stock, kind of going up one day, down one day, up one day, down. Inflation's good, inflation's bad. People are all over the place. The day-to-day noise is not something I'm going to try to predict, as you know. My crystal ball stays in the shop when it comes to timing, when these things will fall apart. But what we can trust ourselves, and I hope your readers trust us to do, is just identify where there's bad risk reward. And this is a situation, you know, where they're selling a product, website building tools, right? Not like there are not plenty of those out there, you know, and you're gonna get some open source stuff like WordPress that, you know, dominates. And there are plenty of other firms that have been doing it for a long time. And these guys want to come in and say, oh, we're going to make a lot of money, you know, providing, helping people build websites. Come on. You're competing with free services half the time.
So what's a fairer value or a more realistic valuation?
We think closer to, you know, like a 60% cut as opposed to $10 billion, more like $4 billion, right? And even in that situation, we're still looking at a pretty significant amount of profit, right? We're going to say that they actually get to a positive profit margin and grow revenue 18% compounded annually for a decade. So that's still a pretty huge improvement. It gets them to be, you know, even more profitable than Etsy, even at that point. So I don't like giving out target prices and saying, hey, it is worth exactly this. I just like to really, these alternative prices we give you, Chuck, are as much a way to provide a frame of reference for just how overvalued the current price is.
Absolutely. And that's what we're trying to figure out is, you know, hey, this is coming out. It's that far overvalued means that, you know, it's not going to get any better valued, at least right away, unless it takes a haircut. That's what we're looking for. I'm not even going to ask you for the catalyst. It's way too new to know what even could possibly be a catalyst. But what we know is that Squarespace, ticker symbol SQSP, well, it appears right out of the box to be headed for trouble. And that's why it's in the danger zone a couple of days before it actually becomes a stock unto itself. David, great stuff as always. Thanks so much for joining me to talk about it.
My pleasure, Chuck. Thank you.
David Trainer is the president at New Constructs. If you want to learn more about what they do, it's newconstructs.com, on Twitter at New Constructs. And remember, you can go to the site, look at the blog to get more details if you want them. Because trust me, while David may not want to give out a lot of details necessarily or what have you, their reports are very thorough, worth taking a look at if you're interested in more information. Well, if you want more information on the stock market, just settle back and relax, because when we come back, the alpha guest, the guy who did the first Money Life market call ever, that's Tom McIntyre from McIntyre, Friedman & Flynn. He'll be here when we come back in just a moment.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.